Tim, welcome aboard, man. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Glad for you to be here at the conference.
I can't thank you enough for the invite, man. This is something that I was telling Nathan in our last segment, the more people are paying attention, the more people are talking, that's the only way that things change.
That is correct, and so, that's what we're going to do. I mean, we are, as I travel the state, I travel the country, talking about not just the crisis that we're all facing here in Louisiana, but what we're doing to address it.
Right, and it looks like there's a lot of movement. So, before we get into anything else, walk me through today a little bit of what folks can expect, those who are attending.
Yeah, so this is an annual conference that the department puts on. There's continuing education for folks that, you know, that need that. But I can tell you, we've got a great lineup this, this conference. I've got five commissioners of insurance from other states that are going to come and participate.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the commissioner of Florida was unable to. He is busy, and certainly understand that. And you know, we're praying for. You know, I just saw that five deaths were attributed to Hurricane Debbie, and so we're praying for the state, not just Florida, but you're also looking at South Carolina and Georgia. I mean, there's potential flooding for the rest of those. But look, we've got a great lineup. I mean, you're going to hear from people that are talking about, you know, insurance fixes, things that we can do that we can look at from not just Louisiana's perspective, but nationally. We've got people talking about fortified roof, you know, which is important, and we've talked to you about that and your listeners. We have people talking about just other mitigation efforts that Louisiana can do, because, you know, as your listeners have, if they've heard me before on the radio, they know, you know, what I like to say is that we must continue to take care of our marketplace, our insurance marketplace. We can't just look at it once every 3, 4, 5 years and hope it gets better. We've got to continuously work and tweak, because other states, their legislatures meet, you know, every year, except for Texas, every other year. So they're constantly evolving and changing, and we've got to continue to push that. So this conference is going to take a deep dive into a lot of those things. What drives the cost of insurance in Louisiana?
When looking at other states specifically, when you bring in commissioners from other states, do we have shared problems, or are problems unique to us?
No, we certainly do. Look, I attended a conference last week with three additional commissioners, and the feedback we got from the audience after we had, you know, did our panel, our panel was, wow, didn't realize that, you know, it was Arkansas, it was Tennessee, it was South Carolina. We've all got similar issues, because at the end of the day, we all compete against each other too,
right?
You know, we want insurance companies to come and write in our state, not another state. You know, we want your, you know, we want their capacity to come. So we do have similar concerns. We've got, but also that means that there's the solutions are similar.
Right.
And as commissioners, you know, we talk and we share with each other what's good, what works, what doesn't work. And so I'm excited. I'm energized. Look, you know, we did not get in this insurance crisis overnight.
Right.
And we're not going to get out of this crisis overnight. We're going to get out of it over time. Mm-hmm. And we're working toward that.
And that's where you're going to run into a perception battle, right? Because the cost of everything goes up over time.
Right.
So as you're looking to lower cost, a lot of times that argument is going to be, it just didn't go up this time.
Right. Well, look, and you're fighting headwinds on that. And, you know, and I'll tell you this, though, and we talk about, you know, different things at work. And, again, I like to look at Florida and reference what they've done. You know, they had a hurricane, and they had a major housing crisis, insurance crisis, with homeowners over there. They had special sessions. They've reformed. And last week when I was at this conference, the commissioner of Florida was there, and he gave us some stats, some new stats that they had. And they have 27 companies that have taken, let's see, it was 11 are taking a rate decrease.
Wow.
16, no increase. And
okay. This
is over the last several years of rate increase, rate increase, rate increase. That right there impacted 2.8 million policyholders for the state of Florida. So, and it is directly attributable to their insurance reform. And that's why, you know, when I went to the legislature and worked with them this session and worked with the governor and with the governor's support, we got property reform done. That's what we can anticipate. But also, let's setting expectations. They did that reform several years ago. It takes time.
Right.
There is no overnight solution. And we've got to make sure and keep that in mind. But that also means that we're not just going to sit back on our laurels and just wait for it to happen. Next session, we're going to continue to bring reform. We're going to continue to tweak. It's kind of like your, I think, one of the early shows I did, you know, we were talking about, you know, you going to the gym.
Yeah.
You know, you got to go to the gym constantly. If you want to get in shape and stay in shape, you got to work at it all the time.
Yep. Can't you show up once every 3 years and expect results? All you do is get sore.
That's
we got Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple with us for a couple more minutes. All right. So you can't include yourself and you can't include the governor. What are you most looking forward to today?
Oh, good gracious.
Asking you to pick favorites. You got to choose.
Oh, man. You know, I don't think that's fair, Brian.
It is.
Look, we've been working on this lineup, this panel. I think every single one of these things is good. I'm going to cheat and say I like them all. We have got a solid lineup of, agenda. Mm-hmm. And if you want to share it with me, I might try and pick one or two. But I can tell you, everybody on the panels today, and look, it's 2 full days. I mean, we've got some good speakers. And I think really the thing is, if I'd say a takeaway is just the fact that everybody in this room, what I want is that everybody talk to each other.
Okay.
Everybody work, because we all need to do this together.
So, and that was the one that I pointed out. You tried to give me a political answer, but then you got back around to the one that I was hoping for here. 10:15, Agent Roundtable, identifying challenges in Louisiana. You get to hear from the people in the trenches on this one, which I think is part of the solution that, like, as long as we're all apathetic and just shrug our shoulders, then nobody gets anywhere. But this is one of the ones where you're going to be hearing from the people on the front lines of it.
Right.
So, that was one that I had a big takeaway about. And there was – oh, no, it was after lunch. I apologize. I'm scrolling through in real time. This is community-based solutions, risk transfer and mitigation. But this is another one where you're hearing from people who are in the thick of it, dealing with it on a day-to-day basis.
Front lines. And everybody has a role to play in helping bring resolution.
Next couple months, I'm not asking you to skip past today, but, I mean, once the legislative session's over with, I'm sure your focus turns more towards recruiting, huh?
Well, you know, it is. We have identified more than 24 companies that we are actively marketing to.
Okay.
We're in the process of putting together an action plan, how to get in front of these companies, who we need to get in front of to highlight what we've done here in Louisiana, to say Louisiana is, we're changing, we're a good place to do business, we want you to do business. So that's kind of on the near and short-term horizon. Mm-hmm. You know, but at the same time, look, we still have, and I think tomorrow, we've got a special committee. Legislative committee. Mm-hmm. We have House and Senate insurance. We have House civil law. We have Senate Judiciary A and C all meeting to talk about insurance reform, about the legal reform, about continuing to push that ball down the road so that we can make Louisiana a better state. So, and those committee hearings are going to take place every month, I think, through the end of the year. I know we had one last month. We've got one tomorrow. We have September, October, November on the schedule, and I think December, I'm not sure. But we're, we collectively, myself, my department, the legislature, we are all working. We're not giving up, and we're not slowing down. We're going to continue to talk about the issues. We're going to, what is it? The sunshine is the best disinfectant.
Yes.
We're going to talk about everything. Cost drivers. Why is Louisiana so expensive? Mm-hmm. We need to talk about it. We need to put it on the table and be realistic and accept what drives cost in Louisiana, and then look at what we can do to address that.
And at the same time, as we start with Nathan in the last segment, you can't eat an elephant in one bite. If you can reduce things by 2%, reduce them by 2%. Don't ever look at something and say that doesn't solve the whole problem.
Yeah, you can't eat an elephant in one bite, but I like to say I was elected to try.
Okay.
And I am going to. I mean, we swing for the fences every day. We have, because I can't sit, I can't stand in front of a group of people, and I can't talk to people on the radio and say, we'll deal with your problem next year.
Fair enough.
I am trying every, and look, it's a high hurdle, but, that's what our job is to try and tackle these tough issues. And we work every day doing that.
He is Tim Temple. He'll be introducing things, kicking things off with the introductory talk for coming up right at 9 o'clock, 9:15?
I think 9:15.
9:15. You'll be addressing the whole crowd right before Governor Jeff Landry. I appreciate you carving out a couple minutes this morning. I really appreciate you bringing me out.
Happy to. Look, this is important stuff, and I'm glad you're here. And I know you've got a great lineup of people talking today, so
yep.
I'm hopefully I can hear some of it.
Greatly appreciate it.